This is the time of year when you could fry an egg on the sidewalks in San Antonio if you dared to go out on the sidewalks in San Antonio. It's the kind of heat that calls for ice.
Today, in this hidden kitchen story, the ice houses of Texas. It's a tradition that goes back more than a century to a time when ice was a utility like water or electricity.
Hey, Grandpa. Are you there? How you doing? Oh, pretty good. Hey, I got a question for you. Remember that ice house you used to go to and Pop used to go to? I think it's still there, isn't it? Oh, yeah, down West Avenue. Oh, I'm doing fine. Yeah, I'm at work. Hey, I got to run, Grandpa. I got cars coming in. All right, we'll see you later. Love you. Hey, there's an ice house over on West Avenue. And he said everybody there is 150 years old. I'm off tomorrow. If y'all want me to take you over there, I can. I'm Michael Ulrich, the doorman at La Mansión del Rio Hotel in San Antonio, Texas.
An ice house is easy to spot. You look for horseshoe pits outside. You look for domino tables that are worn slick. You can spot an ice house by the sawdust. Even though they don't store blocks of ice and sawdust anymore, you can still see the sawdust evident on the tables, on the dance floor. Are the boards warped from having 1,000 beers spilled on them over the last 100 years? They're just clues. They're smells. What's the parking lot made out of? Crushed shell in southeast Texas? Crushed limestone in the hill country? If there are not 47 billion bottle caps that have been run over by pickup trucks, then you're in the wrong place.
That's the ice house right there. That's it. The Texan. Garage doors are open, no AC, you're just sweating in your beard, it's so hot.
It's a train beer. Every time the train passes, you get a beer for $1.25.
The ice house started off being where cut ice was stored. We didn't have refrigeration. My name is Rhett Rushing, Institute of Texan Cultures here in San Antonio. Beforehand, getting ice was almost unheard of. All ice was harvested from northern lakes, Wisconsin, Minnesota, you know, wherever you had thick ice. And it was a major industry. You'd go out and you'd saw up the ice into blocks, packed in sawdust, and they would load it on a ship to haul it as far south as they could. Sometimes they even made it to Galveston before it was gone.
The old ice houses, they were the first one to serve beer, ice down. Sancho's is a hidden place. It's underneath the bridge, underneath the freeway. If you drive by, you will not see it. You have to know where it's at. My name is John Schiavelli, Yellow Checker Cab in San Antonio, Texas. Gets packed at night. The whole lot is filled with cars.
I mean, Sancho's is a place to be. I mean, it's an old hole in the wall place and everything, but you have your lawyers, judges. Oh, man. I mean, famous people come here, you know.
In the 1860s, there were 3 ice manufacturing plants in San Antonio. There were only 5 others in the entire U.S. My name is Randy Mallory. I'm a journalist in East Texas. German immigration came into Texas in the 1840s, needed beer. Germans and Czechs, a lot of the little communities would have their own little breweries, and therefore you have to have that ice.
Growing up, my parents used to go to an ice house when we were very, very little. They would bring the family. They buy the little kids the soda and potato chips and everything to keep them in their tank while they were out there dancing and having a nice time and enjoying the music.
The conjunto style of music came from the ice houses that were up and down St. Mary Street, south of the quarries, where the Germans and the Mexican stonemasons got together in the evenings. You've got accordions, German rhythms, and they're Spanish lyrics. I'm Ron Zimmerman, filmmaker and resident of San Antonio.
In the early 1900s, people didn't have electrical refrigeration in their homes. They had ice boxes, put blocks of ice in it, and the ice plants built ice stations scattered all over neighborhoods and became neighborhood hangouts. In the 20s, in Dallas. The Southland Ice Company had ice stations. And the one in Oak Cliff decided, why not sell a few other items, eggs, milk, right from the ice dock? And people liked that convenience, the longer hours. Southland Ice decided to expand it. Initially, they were called totems. Someone had brought a totem pole from Alaska and put it out in front of one of these stores. At one point, they came up with the idea of 7-11, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., and that's the name that stuck.
All of the things that have come out of 7-11, the Slurpee, the Big Gulp, Coffee to Go, we want employees to understand that we began as a small ice house. I'm Cynthia Baker, Communications Manager for 7-Eleven Incorporated. We still offer ice because that's convenient. So you have so many picnics and barbecues, and don't forget the bag of ice.
Well, it doesn't get any better than this. I mean, feel it under the trees, nice little breeze, 100-degree day, having some beers with your comrades here.
We're tile setters. Grew up together, work together, cry together.
San Antonio's ice houses, they're like London's pubs or Paris street cafes or Vienna's coffee houses or Munich's beer halls. They're people's public living rooms.
Our story was produced by the Kitchen Sisters, authors of the book Hidden Kitchens. The series is produced by Nikki Silva and Davia Nelson with Jay Allison. It's mixed by Jim McKee. You can find out more about Texas ice houses at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.